It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, sometimes you have to ask, hey, where's the bartender? And sometimes you just have to raise your kids to be them. And Kenny is at that point.
It's a fine trade.
Absolutely.
I'm teaching him skills.
So, yeah, I had
Did
Axel.
Did he start off barbacking at least?
No, I got him right. Well, yeah, in a way. Okay. He brings it in from the garage sometimes.
All right.
But
does
yeah.
he dispose?
Oh, yeah.
You got to help
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. So you're giving him a promotion here.
Like the waste paper basket in the office. I'm like, take this, go. Goodbye. And I had him fix me a drink. And he says, what'll it be? And I says, what?
Does he have the little mini apron on, too?
No, he doesn't. He should. I just start telling him problems between me and Liz.
What do you want, Tuts?
He, what'll it be? And I says, you get to go get a glass. I said, put some ice in it. And he said, about yay big. And then I go, I'm going to put fingers up here. I said, I hate doing it. It's a little cliche, but it's an easy way to show mm-hmm. you. I go, three fingers. That many fingers. Jack Daniels. Goes upstairs, comes back down, and I mean, he hands me a glass of whiskey with like one ice cube in it. And I go, what are you doing? And he goes, well, you want a whiskey? And I go, son, this is a glass of whiskey.
Yeah.
And
he goes,
you'll drink the whole thing. Like, that's what he goes, well, he's right. So I'm like, I'm calling it. I took a picture. I took a sip of it, and then I sent a picture to Owen and Lima. I don't know if I showed Mitch. He was, you know, he can't see such things. And I was like, I'm calling him the hammer. I got to call him. I said, this thing, it was filled to the brim. He didn't spill any. I mean, it was filled to the brim.
And it's not going
to
be all watered down because there's only one cube. Not
there
the
was
big cube,
one
right?
cube. Yep. There was one cube in that thing. That was the. I sent you guys a picture of another one. I mean, he was filling them to the brim. I was sloshed after like an hour. I was like, what are you doing?
Well done, son.
Well, yeah. I was like, I'm getting my money's worth. If I actually owned a bar, I think I'd be pretty upset with you right now. But other than that.
Oh, John Taffer would have a fit.
He'd have the ruler out.
The basement down. He would be.
He's got the apps that you just point the iPad at it, and it tells you exactly if you're overserving or underserving.
Yeah, John Taffer single-handedly ruined having fun in bars.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Now you're getting what you're supposed to get.
Am I wrong?
No,
or should I go further and have him cut my cigars?
Yeah, keep it going. Keep the gravy train going.
I think you're not wrong as long as you are using it as a tool of like, hey, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Like, hey, you need something for your, that's how we do our payoffs. Like, they know I'm not looking at that yard. It better be mowed. Now, at the same time, you need new cleats, you need new whatever for wrestling or whatever. We're getting you guys are trying to compete high there. You get the top end stuff on that. Make sure you take care of the things that we've talked about that you take care of. Mm-hmm. And if pouring dad a drink is one of those things, then.
He is starting to dial it in a little bit. So last week it got a little bit better. I go, remember what I'm showing you here? Because I'm like, son, you can't just hand me a great big ass glass of whiskey all the time.
Well,
you can't do that.
I mean, you'll take care of it. It's not going to go to waste.
I mean, yeah, but I got to be able to take care of myself in some way here, Tone. I mean, I can't just be sitting there smashing it.
I just look at it from the perspective of, I think it's cool that you're, I know some people will listen to this and go, what is cool about this? This is alcoholism. It's
whatever.
Running rampant in our country.
I don't care. That's why
we're not talking
up in the air.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But
you raise your kids, I raise mine.
But that he wants to please you. And I look to Owen now, at what point do they not want to please you anymore? What point do they not care? Yeah.
It's on and off, but I got a 15-year-old boy right now, and It's not that he doesn't want to please me, but he's a little more vocal about things than he was, you know, 2 years ago.
But it serves a purpose. He wants a little bit of extra money or a few nicer things, and I don't want to go upstairs for my office. So it all works. I don't want to climb the stairs.
Plus, he's going to learn that he ever wants to beat the old man in college football 25, get a little heavy.
Give me a little liquor to
get rid of the cube.
Yeah. Because there's a difference. He plays video games and I play football, and that's why I embarrass his ass, and my time of possession is through the roof. Because I'm playing football. He's playing video games. There's a difference. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you guys. Now, are you going to have Izzy fix you a drink?
Well, no.
Like in Mad Men when he has his daughter Sarah fix him. Sarah was his daughter's name? Sandy. Sally.
Sally.
Slappy. God, Samsonite.
God, I hated Sally.
Wow.
Yeah, just, you know, she got a little lip on her when she got older and started figuring out what old Daddy Don was doing.
Yeah, maybe walking in on her dad with a neighbor might have had a little bit to do with that, don't you think? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe January Jones weaponizing her had a bit of an issue with
there
that,
don't you
think?
There was some weaponizing, yes. Yeah. There absolutely was.
You have Izzy do it?
I don't think Sarah's going to allow me.
Why not?
To have her even just go get me a beer. I just.
Oh, come on.
Sarah's definitely not. She's not going to like that at all. She doesn't like every time I go get a beer, she looks at me in disgust. Can you imagine having the daughter go and get me one?
When she's out running marathons, maybe. you got 3 hour window there.
I have to constantly remind myself, I only hear one side of this. He makes it out to be North Korea.
I'd love to hear her side of this. I would love.
I would love to hear her side of this.
Not that I don't hear enough of it at home.
And I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Yeah, prohibition in the house. That's what it is.
Sarah Ness.
I'm going to go over there. She's going to have a big axe whipping it through some barrel. Coming up next, the dangerous
one. I need a speakeasy in my own home. I need to get a contractor out.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.